Mark chapter 2. If you have your Bibles this evening, good to be here this midweek service. Good to have our guest with us tonight also. Mark chapter 2. Starting out with the lapel on my lapel tonight. It works out on Sundays whenever I have my tie on. When I have my tie on, I can put it in the middle because it don't rub the lapel on my jacket over here. But if I'm not wearing my tie, then I got to put it on the lapel because it hits the lapel. So I'm not symmetrical tonight. But Wednesdays, I guess I can be an oddball. Mark chapter 2, and we'll read verse 17. That's where we're launching from this evening, and we're going to be looking at the great physician. Mark chapter 2 and verse 17, when Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Lord, as we come before you, thank you for this opportunity once again to gather in your house on this midweek service. Thank you, Lord, for all those able to come out this evening. And as your word is open, I just ask you, Lord, just to lead and guide, I ask you to give me the words you'd have me to say as we really focus in on the person of Jesus Christ and the great physician that he is. And I just ask you to meet with us in Jesus' name. Amen. I've been reminded lately of the great physician. We know that the great physician is Jesus Christ, and the great physician has chosen that the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation would contain every spiritual remedy that humanity could ever need. I believe if we truly understood this and if we truly recognized ourselves as needy sheep, then we would commit more time to prayer and we would commit more time to the Word of God for the great physician to prescribe to us what we need. It's been said Jesus writes prescriptions some people will never feel. I do believe at the heart of every sin problem is a spiritual problem. And I do believe that there's a spiritual solution to every problem that we face, both in the flesh and in the spirit. But are we going to the great physician? If you're struggling with anything tonight, I invite you to take it to Jesus. He loves you. He loves you so much that actually your problems are his problems. How many times has someone indicated in one way or another that your problems were yours and yours alone? It made you feel alone. Jesus isn't like that. Notice some things tonight about the relatability of the great physician. Jesus is persecuted through the persecution of his people. Notice when Saul was on the Damascus Road, he was on his way to persecute Christians. Acts 9, verses 4 through 5, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. When Saul was persecuting believers, Jesus said, why persecutest thou me? When you're persecuted, Christ is persecuted. Notice also Jesus is touched by our weakness. Hebrews 4 and verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Have you ever told someone something about yourself, a struggle maybe, or some weakness that you had, and they were just completely untouched? I have. I remember when I was coming back to the Lord, church could be a lonely place. People typically fell in one of three categories. They either forgot who they used to be, and as a result, they lost their relatability, or they were the same or worse than I was and didn't see themselves clearly. As a result, they saw me as being worse than they were, or they just didn't understand. And sometimes when someone is untouched, and you know they are, it could quite simply be that they just don't understand. It's not a knock against them. They just don't understand. And I'm glad that whatever we're going through, we can take it to Jesus and He will be touched by our infirmities. Notice also God is afflicted when His people are afflicted. Isaiah 63:9, in all their affliction, He was afflicted. And the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and in His pity, He redeemed them. And He bare them and carried them all the days of old. Now we see in part how Jesus is the great physician. You can come to Him and He shares a oneness with you and I in the fact that we are His children. How many of you can testify today that have kids that when your children are hurt by something, you hurt with them? If somebody's done something to them, they did it to you. How much better is our Father in heaven when He looks down upon His children? You can come to Him and He shares a oneness with you again, in the fact that we are His children. It's so much so that when you suffer, He suffers. When you are afflicted, He is afflicted. No other physician can be likened to Jesus in this way. Most of the time, and I appreciate doctors, but a lot of times when you go to the doctor over health needs, the physicians at times tend to be over analytical, maybe lacking in sympathy and empathy. You represent a problem that needs solved rather than a person with a problem. It can tend to not be a very personable experience. It can be very business-like. Why? Because doctors treat what they can see. Though I will say that one of my boys had a dentist appointment here recently, just minor work, and I think he had chipped part of his tooth, and they were just going to kind of grind down part of it so it wasn't as sharp or something along those lines. And he was nervous, and the dentist prayed with him and for him ahead of that procedure. This is a physician that understands that there's more to people than just the symptoms that they present. When you go to Jesus, let's just say, for example, the flu. And by the way, when I'm sick, I say, Lord, help me. I'm sick. Lord, help me. And you say, Lord, help me get through this. I'm sick. He cares about you mentally. He cares about you emotionally. He cares about you spiritually, not just what you go to Him with. Sometimes we don't know what to ask. We'll say we got the flu or we got some type of stomach bug that was going around. And we say, Lord, help me. He don't just look at what you went to Him with. He looks at what you went to Him with is doing to you all the way around. Jesus doesn't just focus on what you present to Him. He also takes into consideration everything that is touched as a result of the thing you go to Him about, because He's personable. This is in part why He is the physician that is above all other physicians. He can see what no man on earth can see. He can heal what no man on earth can heal. He can restore what no man on earth can restore. When we look back at Mark 2 and verse 17, when Jesus heard it, He saith unto him that they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So a doctor treats those who recognize that they're sick. If you went to the ER tonight, healthy and whole, you wouldn't even get past the front desk. You'd have to lie to get past the front desk. But if you went to the front desk healthy and whole, and they said, what brings you in today? And you say, nothing, I'm healthy and I'm whole. Then they'll say, well, go home, come back when you're sick. And when we consider the great physician, Jesus came to minister to those who acknowledged their need of Him. And tonight so far, we've looked at the great physician. We've looked at His relatability with His patients. You and I, We've looked at his empathy, and yes, Jesus can empathize with us even though he's without sin, because sin traced back to temptation, and Jesus was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. He also suffers when we suffer. We looked at that. He's afflicted when we are afflicted. He's persecuted when we're persecuted. Now let's look at his book of prescriptions. It's the Word of God. Hebrews 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I was thinking about x-rays. I was thinking about MRIs and the like. They reveal hidden problems in the body that we cannot see. The Word of God reveals the true condition of the human heart. That's why many people want to ignore the Word. It'd be like knowing you have problems, but not going and getting an x-ray. Not going and getting an MRI. You know there's something wrong inside of you, but you say, you know what? I don't want to see what's wrong. I'd rather hide from it. And there are people, tragically even believers, who would rather hide from their true state than to allow the Holy Spirit of God to take the Word and shine the light on their hearts. The Holy Spirit, through the text, as you're in the Word of God, says, that's you. You know what that is? That's diagnosis. Then it's also the Holy Spirit who prescribes. Thankful the Lord doesn't just use his word to diagnosis. He gives us a prescription. In the early days of RU, Reformers Unanimous, it changed somewhat over the years, but in the early days of RU, they had what they called scripts. You would come in on Friday night and you'd say, you know what, here's what I'm struggling with. And the chapter director or the second talk leader would write down verses on a prescription card, essentially, and say, here's your script. Here's your verses for the week. Study these verses. Study them out. See what God says about these things that you're struggling with. Again, I'm thankful that God doesn't just diagnose us and leave us as we are. He gives us a prescription to get better. God does not expect believers to search blindly through Scripture, trying to find out what they need. I've tried. I'm sure you have too. You need a word from the Lord. You pick up the Bible. You start skimming. You say, I'll read here. I'll read there. Nothing seems to be hitting home. Nothing seems to be hitting the spot. But God doesn't work that way. Nowhere do we find self-diagnosis in the Bible. Why? Because we don't see ourselves clear enough. And we can't see deep enough into our own hearts. God has given us the Holy Spirit to guide believers into the truth about themselves. And what truth is most needed at the moment to correct what has been revealed to us? This is the importance of the Holy Spirit. Because we're needy people. We all have needs tonight that we recognize and don't recognize. And sometimes it's not until we've received something that we realize we were lacking in that area. Sometimes you don't know you need a vitamin until you start taking the vitamin. I know I've gone to the Lord before and said, Lord, I need something. I just don't know what it is. I'm glad he knows. There have been times I was struggling in a specific area. I had specific needs, specific trials, and I went to church. Maybe it was a revival meeting or it was back before the pastor, and I went to church or that revival meeting hoping that the pastor or the evangelist would preach a specific message so I could be helped, which means I had something in mind as to what I thought I needed. But that wasn't the prescription that was given. But I still ended up getting help. Because sometimes the solution isn't what we think it is. We just need more Jesus in our situation. I'm thankful for this next truth. Jesus promised the ministry of His Spirit. John 16 and verse 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit takes this vast pharmacy, so to speak, the Word of God, Scripture, and applies the truth to our lives. Just like the physician choosing the right medicine for a patient. We'll look at God's Word as healing. I can tell you tonight, many of you can testify, that when a doctor prescribes, they don't always prescribe the right thing. But Jesus never prescribes the wrong thing. And what Jesus prescribes will always bring healing, whether it's healing on this earth or healing in heaven. The Bible describes God's Word as something that brings healing and health. Proverbs 4 and verse 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So God's word brings life and health to those that receive it. The Bible specifically states health to all of their flesh. I believe through God's foreknowledge of how one would choose to live their life, that God adds health to their life. I've heard people say, don't add years to my life, add life to my years. The great physician, the Holy Spirit of God, the Word of God has a way to bring about things in your heart and life that none other can. And lastly, let's look at coming to the great physician. Believers must continually come to Christ and His Word. We go to the Scriptures with a humble heart. The Holy Spirit reveals the truths that meet our needs. Sometimes the prescription is correction. There's been times I thought I needed encouragement, but what I really needed was correction, and then I needed to correct what the Holy Spirit told me to correct, and then I could get encouragement. Sometimes it is comfort. That's what we need. Sometimes it's strength or wisdom. But every prescription comes from the loving care of the great physician. There are times you don't want to hear. I've gone into the doctor before and they've told me stuff I did not want to hear. Recommended to a dietitian based off things I didn't want to hear, and then go to the dietitian and hear more stuff that I didn't want to hear. But honestly, to be honest with you tonight, I'm thankful for physicians that'll still tell you the truth. Because some of them won't. They won't tell you the truth. They won't tell you the things that you can do to fix your situation without pills. They'll just give you pills. Here's what you could do, and if you did this, you wouldn't need me. They don't do that. A lot of them don't do that. Cut back on this, get more sleep, drink more of this, all this, be active, things like that. You won't need me. They don't do that. You just come to them with all your mess and they'll give you pills. And, you know, but that seems to be the way it is. But I'm thankful for honest physicians, because really it started with one of them that really kind of got through to me. Blood pressure was through the roof, fatty liver and stuff. And they told me, they said, if you don't get it together, you won't see your kids graduate. You won't see your kids graduate high school. I've lost 40 pounds since, and it's been kind of, you know, like this, but, you know, I mean, but it was back up in Ohio when they told me that, and you know what? I didn't like it. I left, and I was not happy. What they said, it pierced my heart. It went deep. And I didn't like it. But that day I started committing to make changes. And again, I've been up and down. I've been up and down with it. But it all started from somebody telling me something that I didn't want to hear. And I didn't like it when they said it. And I left and I was upset with him. And I was upset with him that night when I was thinking about what I wanted. I said, I want to eat this and I want to eat that and stuff like that. And then it's what they sent me home with too. They sent me home with some diet that it you'd have to live in Hawaii to eat it. It's like I live in the Midwest. Ain't no good. You got me eating just about all seafood in the Midwest. You know it's frozen and it ain't fresh and it ain't no good. What's a diet that I can eat in Ohio and get healthy? Trash. I got to do something different. You go, but I was bothered. But you know, sometimes it takes being bothered to change. And sometimes that's just the prescription that the Holy Spirit has. Sometimes it's correction, and we don't like it. Sometimes it's comfort. Sometimes it's strength that we need. But I invite you tonight, stay in the Word. Pray before you go into the Word. Ask the Lord to diagnose you. And then ask the Lord to prescribe what you need to apply to change.